to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program as we continue to move forward in our walk with Jesus. And we are thankful that you have chosen to spend a half hour here on the tuning device, a radio dial, however you might refer to that, as we on the Refresh radio program talk about the Word of God. And today we're going to go back to where we ended up on Friday just a little bit, because I really want to hit something here that I don't want to shortchange this particular topic. A lot of times when I get to the end of a program, if there's something I haven't touched on sufficiently, then I can inadequately cover it. And today I want to emphasize just how important this one particular characteristic is, at least for a little while, and then we will move forward in our study. We're getting pretty close here to the end of our study on Deliver Us from Evil, but I want to let you know that if you are in the middle of a renovating project, you've got a construction project coming up in the near future, whether you need block or concrete work done, that the people at JITS Concrete, J-I-T-S, 536-5804, that's area code 321-536-5804, you call them, have them come out and give you a bid. You will probably find that they're extremely competitive, they're extremely good, and they have a great deal of knowledge and expertise and a tremendous work ethic, exceptionally polite. And I think that you will be very, very pleased with their finished product. And so they've worked on some big projects. They work in some other areas as well as Brevard County. So if they can be a blessing to you, give them a call, 321-536-5804. So we continue to move forward at Merritt Assembly of God. And today I want to take you back to 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse number 14. And it's talking about the provisions, the finances that were placed into the hands of workers. And it said, but they gave that to the workmen, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The money from the trespass offerings, the money from the sin offerings, was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priest. And so I told you that on Friday's program that our annual business meeting was last night. It's where we celebrate what God has done and also believe God for what is going to be taking place in 2020 and beyond as well. But here it talks about that the laborers that were entrusted with the resources, that those resources were delivered to them and they acted faithfully. And so I wanted to talk to you about faithfulness. You see, a lot of times we at church, we have people that show up and they're looking for some sort of financial help or something like that. And many times they will say, you know, do you have any work around here that I can do? And so for years, I would try and find something for them to do until there was a word that was enlightened to me, revealed to me in the Word of God in a whole new aspect. And it was this word. It says, know them that labor among you. Know them that labor among you. And I had always taken that in a spiritual context, but at this particular season, God said, You know, you need to really know the people who are working alongside you, because you don't want someone coming in and taking advantage of you. You also don't want to be taking advantage of someone else. It is really about relationships. And so I'm sure that as they were repairing the temple, that there were some priests that got to know some very real construction workers along the process. And those construction workers got to encounter the priest, and they saw each other in a different light. So in my ministry, one of the things that I have made an effort to do is not just to be the figurehead pastor, but to be the shepherd that gets to know the people of his congregation. And so I try and do the best I can to know when people's birthdays are going to be. I try and remember family members that they have that come and visit, and friends that they invite to church and things like that. And I really do try to get to know them. Now, every once in a while, I end up mingling details from one family dynamic into another family dynamic, and that's just part of the thing that happens when you're trying to remember a whole bunch of different families, you know, extended family. You know, I get my stories mixed up every once in a while. But one of the things that you get to know as you begin to work with somebody is, are they faithful or are they not? I want to encourage you to not only be a faithful person, but to surround yourself with faithful people. As we've talked on this radio program before, when we are faithful, it opens up our eyes to see God in the reality that He is faithful. He reveals His faithfulness to faithful people. We've talked about that a number of times. And I will say this, the scripture says that if we are faithless, God remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. He is a faithful God, all of the time. So when we are living in a fear-mongering society, what I encourage you to do is fix your eyes upon Jesus, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His kingdom is the same today and forever as it was yesterday. And it's faithful. There's never the need for a new and improved version. There's not a need for a new revelation extraneous of God's word. There is just really all we need to know is God is faithful. And I want to emphasize this truth, because the next passage that we're going to go to talks about the trust factor that is portrayed or is necessary in order for us to be delivered. So faithful means that you are going to be a person that others can be full of faith in what you're going to do. I remember when I was in baseball in Little League, that they said, you know, whenever you are throwing the ball, don't throw it to where the person is at. Throw it to where the person is going to be. And so I played second base and a little bit of shortstop. I didn't quite have the arm for third base. Some people would say I didn't have the arm for first base. That's just a little lighthearted humor there. I was just a small kid, you know, but I played second base a lot. And so whenever the ball was hit to me, you didn't throw it to where the first baseman was. You threw it to where the first baseman was going to be. You knew where that person was. If you were turning a double play, you didn't throw it to the short where the shortstop was. You threw it to where the shortstop was going to be so that he could continue in that motion and get out of the runner's way and turn a double play. In order to do that, it takes a great deal of confidence that the person that you are partnering with on this play, that you know exactly where they are going to be. It's the same thing with a wide receiver. And I remember seeing that in science class, they would take a person and put it on one of these really circular playground devices that they used to have where you could spin it and get it going real fast. And if you threw it to where the person was, you might miss them by about a quarter of a turn because the thing would be spinning so fast. You've got to develop a relationship. Where is this person going to be? Do your neighbors know where you are going to be when it is time for the church service? I had a next door neighbor for a long time, and one Sunday I had injured myself. It wasn't like hit myself with a hammer or anything like that. I had put myself in an unusual position, contorted myself, and ended up having a lower back strain to where I couldn't walk one Sunday morning. I was just in an intense pain. That day, it was a Sunday morning. My entire family went to church without me, and you know, I was the pastor, so had to get somebody to fill in. This person knocked on my door. And I managed to hobble out to the front door and I answered it, and they said what they were wanting. And then all of a sudden they started to walk away, and they turned around and they said, "It's Sunday morning. Why are you home?" All of a sudden they realized that there must be something going on, because I wasn't where I would ordinarily be on that particular day. And that's faithfulness. People have at church, people have an expectation that after 27 years of pastoring, that when they show up on Sunday morning, that I'm going to be there. And so they have an expectation that the church is going to be cleaned, that they have an expectation that the lawn is going to be taken care of, that the sanctuary is going to be swept, the garbage is going to be emptied out. And if there's anything else that's going on, they have an expectation of faithfulness that somebody has stepped up and made sure that all of the needs of the church are taken care of. And we try and do that on a regular basis to make sure that things get done. But someone asked me, they said, "Is so-and-so going to be at church today?" This goes back a long time. And I said, "You know what? If you ask me this afternoon, I'll be able to tell you." You see, after 27 years and many of, you know, those people I've spent a lot of years, I know what the attendance pattern is going to be like. I know, you know, what goes on. And if somebody breaks their cycle, then that's when the pastor in me kicks in and says, "Now, wait a minute, something must be going on, because the faithfulness to their pattern has been broken." And so I would like to break old patterns by making better patterns that are more faithful. So we need to be faithful people, and I want to encourage you to surround yourself with faithful people that you know where they're going to be, you know their love for Jesus. I will tell you this, a lot of people get married for all of the wrong reasons. They get married because a person is good looking. They get married because a person is famous. They get married because a person is rich, or they get married because a person is powerful. And a lot of times you hear about the dangerous dynamic that takes place in people's domestic situations because of the lower priorities. All of a sudden you get into a situation and you find out that there's something very important that's missing, and that is faithfulness. So I tell anybody that I can listen to, what you're looking for in a person is not whether they're rich. You're looking to know, are they faithful? Are they faithful to God, and are they faithful to me? Here's the thing. If a person will not be faithful to God, it is unreasonable to expect that they are going to be faithful to you. You say, well, I expect faithful because I'm going to be faithful to them. But if they are not faithful to the ultimate authority, it is almost delusional to believe that at some point in time they are going to be faithful to a lower authority, because they're violating that. So I tell people, look, if they're not going to honor God's word, if they're not going to be faithful to God's word, they're not going to be faithful to you. You need to run from that situation. So a lot of people will have the mindset, well, you know, I'm just procrastinating faithfulness until I get out of this crisis situation. So they're not faithful with their finances. And that's what was being talked about here. They didn't deliver finances just to anybody. They delivered finances to people who were going to be faithful to do the work, to people who were going to assist in completing the mission. But the Bible says that in order for us to be faithful in that which is much, we've got to start by being faithful to that which is the least. And so there, you know, if you ever see a person and they are willing to compromise their faithfulness in secret, you can rest assured that it's only a matter of time until unfaithfulness manifests itself on a public scale. Now, there are three levels that people live in. There are people who live in a faithless condition. There are people who live in a faithful condition. And then there are people who live in an unfaithful condition. The ideal is for us to serve a faithful God faithfully, and we surround ourselves with people who are going to be faithful to God faithfully, and that they are going to be faithful to their mission and helping others accomplish their mission. Okay? So those are great. When we move from faithfulness to unfaithfulness, at that point in time, we position ourselves for correction, because God's always faithful. He's faithful to the promises of blessing, and he is also faithful to the consequences of disobedience. A lot of people only want to see the faithful to the positive part, but his entire word is true. He's faithful to bless, and he is faithful to correct, to discipline. He disciplines those he loves. So whenever we move ourselves from faithfulness to unfaithfulness, we position ourselves for correction. Now, if I were to classify things, I would say, you know, that people who are unfaithful, you know, we would expect that at least that means that they're going to be, you know, faithful on occasion, maybe. So faithfulness would be the ideal, and unfaithfulness would be next. And then faithless would be the worst condition. But God in his word says that the faithless are actually better in his sight than those who are unfaithful. Think about that. Unfaithfulness to him who knows to do right and doesn't do it, to him, it is sin. So an unfaithful person is in a worse spiritual position than a person who hasn't even activated their faith yet. So I want to encourage you by the message of grace today that we no longer accept unfaithfulness in our lives and say, oh, well, we'll give a wink and a nod to God, and he knows that everything is okay. I've literally had people tell me that they created a pact with God where it was okay for them to sin because they had told him that they were going to do it in advance. And then they would come along and they would repent at a later time. Young people are prone to this, but this particular person, it's not an isolated case, but this particular person was a full-fledged adult. And yet they thought that it was okay to be unfaithful. If a person will be unfaithful with you, you know, if they say, come on, let's be unfaithful to God together. If they're willing to compromise faithfulness with you, they will not be faithful to you. It is mystifying to me whenever I watch people and they delude themselves, deceive themselves to think that this is the person that is going to break the cycle of unfaithfulness in this person. There was a person that they came to Merit Assembly, and I thought this is going to be where their unfaithfulness ends right here. You know, they had been to this church, that church, other church, and I mean, it was a wild story. They everywhere they would go to different places. I had another person that said, you know, I was at this church for about 3 years. I was at that church about 3 years. I was about at this church for about 3 years. And in my mind, I said, and you will be at this church for about 3 years. Not being prophetic or anything like that. It was just that was their cycle. And so I thought, well, you know, now when they come here, all I do is I preach the word and I love people. That's what I do. That's what I specialize in. And this, that ought to be enough. And I thought that, you know, this would be the place where unfaithfulness stopped. And I was wrong. And so I took the concept of Super Pastor Bob and I shredded that thing. I shredded that misconception, because the truth of the matter is I cannot make you a faithful person. You cannot make me a faithful person. It takes the Holy Spirit to make us, to transform us from unfaithfulness to faithfulness. But you might be listening to this program and you've never asked Jesus to live in your life. You've never asked him to forgive you of your sins. And I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is actively working, even in something as maybe seemingly coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidence, where you've tuned into this radio program today to hear this message. God is faithful. He's faithful to himself. He's faithful to his word. and he is faithful to people to minister in their lives, to give them the opportunity to ask him to forgive them of their sins and to be the Lord of their life. And so today, if you find yourself in a faithless condition where your faith is not activated, I want to encourage you today to allow God, who gives to every individual the measure of faith. In other words, it's not that you are without faith. It is that it is not activated yet. And today, God wants to come and activate that. If you are in an unfaithful condition, you know the word, you know what it says, and you're not living up for it, I want you to understand that the Heavenly Father is watching for you the same way as the prodigal son's father watched for him. Not looking to beat you up, but looking to welcome you back. But repentance is also necessary for that. The father did not break out the robe and the signet ring and the sandals and the feast of the fatted calf. He didn't do any of that until the son said, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight." Sinned against you, and he had sinned. There wasn't restoration until after there was repentance. And if you are in a faithful relationship today, I want to give you the great news that God is faithful, and he wants to create even greater degrees of faithfulness inside of us. The resources here in 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse number 15, it says the resources were delivered to people who are faithful. The thing that we are all longing to hear at the end of our life is, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That person that employed the training, employed the resources that they had been given, and the master had returned, and they said, "Here is what we grew with what you had entrusted into our hands." Whether it was 2 talents, 5 talents, 10 talents, each one of those people saw increase. The only person who didn't was the person who didn't put it to good use. God is looking for us to be faithful. And like you, I want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of my rest." God bless you. Have a marvelous day. We will see you next time here on the Refresh Radio
Program. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.